It's Busy from Busy Living Sober. Today is June 20th, Tuesday, June 20th. A beautiful day here in the Northeast, wouldn't you agree? Oh, I have somebody with me. Today, I'm interviewing, actually, it's just going to be a conversation with me and my fiance, JF. And we're going to talk about what it was like being sober at the U2 concert. It was the Joshua Tree tour. And we went, the two of us, sober. And we had seats on the floor. Well, there weren't really seats. It was standing, much to my chagrin, because I wish I could have seen it, had a chair, but I didn't. And for one, I want to say thank you, JF, for joining me.
You're welcome.
So what did you think it was like being sober at a U2 concert?
Well, the last time I was at a U2 concert, I wasn't sober, but it's not my first sober concert. So it's not really something that I think about that much. The one thing I can tell you is, especially as an adult or a grown-up or however you want to put it, I seem to get to a lot more concerts since I've been sober than I used to, you know, back in my drinking days, that's for sure. So it was, you know, it was fun to be there. It was exciting to be there, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the show and the music, and et cetera, and so on. And, you know, as to going sober, all I can tell you is that I can't imagine, for two reasons, I can't imagine going there and being under the influence. And to me, being under influence means I would have been drinking the whole time. One is, it was really hot, and I don't know that a lot of beer and that kind of heat would have been a really good mixture for me. And two is, I would have had to spend a lot of time in the bathroom, and I would have missed an awful lot of the show. So I'm glad I was able to not have to do that and be out there and enjoy it.
And did the drinking that was around you bother you at all? I mean, because I can say for myself, I saw there was a lot of drinking and a lot of people that were inebriated. In fact, I did see almost a fist fight in front of me with two grown men. Did you notice that? And did the drinking around you have any effect on you?
It didn't have any effect on me, but I certainly did notice that there was plenty of people imbibing, and I kind of blame it on the band a little bit, since they got out and got started a lot later than they were supposed to, which gave people the opportunity to, in my opinion, to drink too much. But that's part of life. I used to be somebody who drank too much, and when that happened, I would do things that I wasn't so proud of, and I certainly saw people around me doing things that they probably weren't going to be too proud of the next day. But it has nothing to do with me. As for me, when there was some people around me that were acting in a way that, that I didn't want to be around, it was really simple for me. I just decided I'm not going to be around it, and I moved to another spot. It's a huge stadium, and there's plenty of places to go. And I'm not there to try to, change somebody else's behavior. And I'm certainly never, ever anywhere where I want to argue with somebody who's under the influence of any substance. It makes no sense at all. So there was plenty of room, no big deal. I just moved someplace else, and, I was there for the music, and that's what I got to hear.
Which is something I never thought about till you just talked about that, which was being on the floor, which I thought was kind of like a bummer for me because I didn't have a chair to sit in. But let's imagine if we were in the stands and we were sitting next to somebody who was inebriated and spilling drinks all over us and all that, we wouldn't have been able to have the ability to get up and move wherever we wanted to go. So that was kind of a nice thing in the end, because we were in a situation where we were around someone that was definitely inebriated and was obnoxious to say something lightly because she just, oh my gosh, this one woman was horrible. And there's a weird thing I'm finding is that people, younger people, are like filming the whole concert and they're not even present. They're just watching it or taping it, and they're not even enjoying the present moments. They're, in fact, they're in the future because they're recording it, thinking, I guess, the experience would be better at home watching it on your computer screen or on your telephone screen rather than enjoying it in person. But I never realized that having the floor option was a really good thing in the end because we could walk away, which was great. Now, if you were newly sober, do you think that would have been an event that you would have wanted to go to, or do you think it would have been hard, or what do you think about that?
Well, just speaking for myself and thinking back to when I was newly sober, that would have been someplace that I would have had no business going to because I just would have been completely overwhelmed by the entire thing. I would have felt, for me anyway, I would have felt completely out of place. My mistake in judgment back then was that everybody is getting loaded and everybody is getting stoned and everybody is doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm the only one that's not. And of course, my experience of 2 nights ago was that most of the people, the majority of the people anyway, whether that was 51% or 55% or whatever, were drinking water and not smoking pot and watching the show, just like I was drinking water and not smoking pot and watching the show. That apparently is what most people do. So for me anyway, I mean, early sobriety is different for everybody. I only know what I was like, and I was like, I was just a complete bundle of nerves and a total wreck when I first sobered up. I had no skills whatsoever to interact with another human being. And so to put me in a stadium with 60 or 70,000 other human beings would have been way, 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 way too much for me.
But so if you were going newly sober, is there any tips you would give to people that are going to a concert like that? Like, let's say they had tickets for 8 months. They decided to get sober 6 months ago, 7 months ago, a week ago, a day ago. And they had this, and this was a dream for them to go to this concert. Because let's say they went in 1987 like I did. And then again here 30 years later in 2017. But I had just gotten sober. And what would you say to me? You're like, oh my gosh, you want to go to this concert. You're dying to do it. It's something that's been on your bucket list. You invested a lot of money and now you're not drinking and you've decided you don't want to drink, but you still want to go. What are there any tips you would give to somebody that was in that situation?
Well, honestly, if you're talking about somebody who just got sober a week ago or a month ago, my first tip would be, tear up your bucket list and throw it out because it's a bucket list you made while you have been drinking all these years. And I guarantee it has nothing to do with any way, shape, or form of what you're going to end up being like in short order if you do get and stay sober. And I would highly recommend that person sell their tickets. It's only a concert. And to me, it's not worth putting somebody's, potentially putting somebody's life in danger just to go see a concert, you know. It's just not worth it. For somebody that's been sober for 5 or 6 months and that they're on, reasonably good spiritual ground, quote unquote, I would give them the same advice that I would give somebody that had to go to a wedding, or some other event like that where there's going to be drinking around, which is, you got to, put some meetings in your bank before you go. You know you're going to go. If you can go with somebody else that's sober, that's great. You need to have some sort of an escape plan, quote unquote, in case you get uncomfortable and you decide you need to leave. So that would be bring your own car and make sure you can get back to it if you have to. As always, bring your phone, and if for some reason you feel like you have an urge to imbibe, it makes a lot more sense to call somebody, which you can do from that stadium that's in the program, and not do that. There's nothing, for me anyway, They say in the program that anything you put ahead of your program, you're going to lose. And there's nothing, for me, there's nothing on this planet that's worth losing my sobriety over. And it's certainly not, you know, that I have to go to a U2 concert. You know, it was a great time, but it's not worth putting my sobriety at risk. And I would tell somebody, you know, the same thing, if you just got sober last week and there's some big crazy wedding coming up, you maybe should think long and hard about staying home for that wedding. You know, the wedding will go on without you. You know, unless it's your daughter or your son, it's probably not that important ultimately, and it's certainly not worth, you know, losing your sobriety over.
And some people, fortunately, unfortunately, whatever, don't have quit drinking and don't have a program and don't believe in the 12 steps, which is fine if they don't want to do that and they don't want to use that tool. I understand that, and I'm not placing judgment on that, and I don't think you do either. But that same person who doesn't have a program and doesn't feel comfortable going to something that's 12-step, and they want to do something, it's the same sort of advice. Wouldn't you agree? Like, you just don't want to put yourself in situations that are going to make you feel uncomfortable, and you're not going to feel comfortable in your own skin. So you're going to want to pick up rather than being comfortable with yourself and having those emotions, because feelings aren't facts, right?
Exactly. And why would you want to put yourself in danger? You know, I mean, and that's the, I think the, one of the biggest risks for anybody in sobriety, and especially early sobriety, is there's just seems to be, most addicts or alcoholics seem to have such a profound lack of self-awareness and judgment towards themselves. You know, as a group of people, they're not people that want to ask somebody for help. And they're definitely not people that want to admit that they can't do or handle something. And that's where the real lack of judgment comes in my opinion. You know, I know from my own experience that, I sobered up. And one of my very good friends was having a party at his house. This wasn't just a cocktail party. This was like 300 people and a band and, you know, I don't know, God knows how many kegs of beer. It was like a college blowout thing. And I felt like my judgment told me that, you know, it would be insulting for me if I didn't show up at this thing. So I went, and I didn't drink, and I didn't last very long at that party at all, because it was just, I had no business being there at all, none at all. And, you know, so thank God, for whatever reason, I walked from, you know, one side of the house to the other and turned around and walked back out the front door and went home where I belonged. You know, and if I had talked to somebody with a little more experience in sobriety, I'd guarantee you they would have told me, JF, I don't think you need to go to that party. And they would have been absolutely right.
But you went, and you made, and which was huge, you know. It's the big thing is, like, we go and we show up, but we can leave. And it's going to the concert, showing up, getting there, and then leaving if you're not comfortable.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's like making sure you're doing, you know, you're okay in your own skin, but having an escape plan, I think, is huge. And the concert was fun, and I'm glad we didn't have to stand next to those drunk people. But the experience was there, you know. It was hot. There was lots of water, thank goodness. And I drank a lot of water and had a nice evening and woke up the next day going, okay, that was fun, right?
Oh, yes. It was awesome. It was exhausting, and, you know, it was a late night. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and you know, I think we left the floor during the last song of the last set, so we didn't miss a beat, and yeah, it was great. And you know, you and I have been to a lot of concerts, and we've been to a lot of restaurants, and we've been to a lot of parties, and we've been to a lot of events, and we've done a lot of things, and we have a great life. And you know, we're lucky, we have each other. You know, we can count on each other, And, you know, we can pretty much go anywhere and do anything that we want to try. And that is a total gift of the program. Because I can tell you, it was, you know, that's I would have never made it to that concert if I was drinking. I might have had the tickets and I might have thought I was going to go. But I would have never made it. And if I had gotten there, so if I had somehow gotten there, I would have had to, you know, leave either under my own power or not. It was too late and it was too hot. And, you know, my drinking was way too out of control. And for this guy to, think that I was going to be in any kind of shape to watch something that actually didn't start till 9:30 at night wasn't going to happen. So, you know, for me, sobriety is a blessing. I do so much more than I ever did when I was in my active in my addiction. You know, I talked about doing a lot of things then, but I just never seemed to quite get around to actually doing anything. And, you know, I love the idea of being into action, whatever that is. And, you know, so today's a beautiful day, and we're going to see what happens today.
Well, thank you, JF. And I would wanted to see, would you come back and do this again with me?
Sure, I would love to. And speaking of into action, I understand that you're going to be a sober participant at a member guest's golf outing today. So
I
good for
am.
you.
I am. I am a little nervous, but I'm going to go and do a little exercise before I go. And with that, we will be back next week, next Tuesday, with our podcast at Busy Living Sober. And if anybody wants to check me out, go to our website at www.busylivingsober.com. Follow us on Facebook for our Thursday Thursdays. They're also on YouTube if you don't have Facebook and you want to check out our Thursday Thursdays, because I'm always making a fun mocktail, a drink with no alcohol. And last week we did a pina colada and it was frozen and it was dairy free and alcohol free because we're getting busy living sober. I love it. He's laughing at me right now. So all of you, please, you know, check us out. And if you want to get our blogs that we send out frequently, you can go to the website at Busy Living Sober and sign up. And again, until next week, take care and I'll talk to you all soon.